Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I'm VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says NDA government making significant investments in connectivity, science, innovation and healthcare. Launches several developmental projects and flags off new train services in Kerala. India to launch its own mobile brands in the next 18 months, says Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. India-EU agree to advance cooperation in environment-friendly transportation and green aviation at Davos. Russia, Ukraine and the US to hold trilateral talks in Abu Dhabi to end war in Ukraine. Western disturbance ends prolonged dry spell across North India, brings rain and snowfall in parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. And Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen to compete in quarterfinals of Indonesian Masters in Jakarta. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched various developmental projects and flagged off new train services in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. Mr. Modi launched the PM Swanidhi credit card and disbursed PM Swanidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Mr. Modi also flagged off 4 new train services, including 3 new Amrit Bharat Express trains and 1 passenger train. In addition, he laid the foundation stone for a CSIR NIIST Innovation, Technology and Entrepreneurship Hub. Besides these, he laid the foundation stone for a state-of-the-art radio surgery center at the Sri Chitra Thirunal Institute for Medical Sciences and Technology in the city and inaugurated the new Pujapura head post office. Addressing the gathering in Thiruvananthapuram, the NDA government is also investing heavily in connectivity, science and innovation and healthcare. PM Modi said the entire nation is working cohesively towards the aim of Viksit Bharat and that cities have a big role to play in Viksit Bharat. He added that the central government has been investing a lot on urban infrastructure since the last 11 years.
Kerala ke vikas ke liye kendra sarkar ke prayason ko nayi gati mili hai. Aaj se Kerala mein rail connectivity aur sasakta hui hai. तिरुवनंतपुरम को देश का बड़ा स्टार्टअप हब बनाने के लिए पहल हुई है आज पीएम स्वनिधि क्रेडिट कार्ड लॉन्च किया गया है इससे देश भर के रेडी ठेले फुटपाथ पर काम करने वाले साथियों को लाभ होगा.
Referring to the reforms in income tax rates, the Prime Minister said that the middle-class people in Kerala also got benefits of income tax exemption. The central government is making tremendous efforts to providing banking services to the grassroots level. This helped them to get bank loans very easily.
गरीब परिवारों का बिजली का बिल बचे इसके लिए पीएम सूर्यघर मुफ्त बिजली योजना शुरू की गई है गरीबों को आयुष्मान भारत से 5 लाख रुपए का फ्री हेल्थ ट्रीटमेंट मिल रहा है नारी शक्ति की स्वास्थ्य सुरक्षा के लिए मातृ वंदना योजना जैसी स्कीम बनाई गई है.
Later, Prime Minister Modi addressed the BJP workers at a public meeting in Thiruvananthapuram, saying the BJP victory in the Thiruvananthapuram Municipal Corporation elections marked the end of decades of neglect by the Left Democratic Party, LDF, the United Democratic Front, UDF, and the beginning of a new era of development and good governance.
न हम तुम्हें परेशान करेंगे न तुम हमें परेशान करोगे अगर केरला को बचाना है तो एलडीएफ यूडीएफ की इस जोड़ी को तोड़ना ही होगा और परिवर्तन लाना ही होगा.
In the evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the first political meeting at Madurantakam near Chennai along with NDA partners in the state. With the assembly elections fast approaching in Tamil Nadu, this meeting will lay the foundation for the electioneering campaign with a single voice echoing the removal of DMK, which is anti-people and anti-development. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that India is expected to launch its own mobile brands in the next 18 months. Mr. Vaishnaw informed this while speaking on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. Mr. Vaishnav noted that India has a very substantial electronics ecosystem and the time has come for the country to get its own brands in mobile phones. He informed that during the World Economic Forum, India held significant meetings with the entire ecosystem, which produces the thousands of things that are required to go into a mobile phone.
We have a very substantial electronics ecosystem in our country. This is the time when we will be going for getting our own Indian brands in mobile phones. We have done all the homework that is required to be done. Today and yesterday we had significant meetings with the entire ecosystem which produces the thousands of things that are required to go into a mobile phone. And it's a very satisfying progress. Very soon, maybe another 1 year from now or maybe max 18 months from now, we should have our own Indian brands coming out.
India and the European Union agreed on advancing EU-India engagement in the transport ecosystem. Meeting the European Union Transport Commissioner Apostolos Zizit Kostas on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramohan Naidu said that the meeting focused on innovations such as sustainable aviation fuel, prioritizing environmentally friendly transportation and green aviation. During the meeting, they also held discussions on sustainability, innovation and environmentally friendly transportation systems. Both sides agreed to strengthen cooperation between the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, and the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, in areas such as coordination, joint certification, cybersecurity and drone regulations. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that India's energy transition is driving industrialization, job creation and global competitiveness, offering a model for emerging economies. Addressing a high-level session on energy, the great funding gap at the World Economic Forum in Davos, the minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has transformed clean energy into a people-centric development movement while strengthening energy security and reducing power costs.
267 gigawatt we have already reached as far as renewables are concerned. Means more than 52% of the energy mix is from the renewable now. We are having the manufacturing capacity of 144 gigawatt of module manufacturing, 27 gigawatt of cell manufacturing, which is going to shortly reach 50 gigawatt.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced that Ukraine, the United States and Russia are going to hold a trilateral meeting in UAE today and tomorrow. This marks the first time since the 2022 conflict that delegations from all these three nations will meet together to discuss ending the war. Zelensky shared the news at the World Economic Forum in Davos following a meeting with US President Donald Trump.
Yes, American team will go to Moscow. Yes, they waited for our meeting with President Trump, and my team will meet American team. And I think that it will be the first trilateral meeting in Emirates. It will be tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, 2 days meetings. I think this is good that we will find some. Russians have to be ready for compromises because, you know, everybody has to be ready, not only Ukraine. We will see what result will be.
Russian President Vladimir Putin met U.S. Special Presidential Envoy Steve Witkoff and businessman Jared Kushner in Moscow ahead of the trilateral meet. Kremlin aide Yuri Ushakov told reporters that the talks were extremely substantive, constructive, frank and based on trust. The talks focused on the Ukrainian settlement, which lasted about 4 hours. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Iran is under close watch and a massive fleet is heading towards the Gulf region. Trump told media persons on board Air Force One that if Iran is going to hang people, they will be hit harder than ever. The U.S. president said they have a big flotilla going in that direction and they will see what happens.
So we have a big force going toward Iran. I'd rather not see anything happen, but we're watching them very closely. I saw 837 hangings on Thursday, and they would have been dead. Every one of them would have been hung. This is like from 1,000 years ago. This is an ancient culture. 837, mostly young men, were going to be Humvee on Thursday. And I said, if you hang those meatball, you're going to be hit harder than you've ever been hit. It'll make what we did to your Iran nuclear look like peanuts. And an hour before this horrible thing was going to take place.
The United States has officially left the World Health Organization, WHO, citing the organization's inefficient bureaucracy, mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic, and failures inflicted upon the American people. In a joint statement issued by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Health Secretary Robert Kennedy, it was mentioned that going forward, the U.S. engagement with the WHO will be limited strictly to effectuate its withdrawal. The statement further said, all U.S. funding and staffing of WHO initiatives has ceased. The termination comes as earlier in January, U.S. President Donald Trump signed a memorandum directing the withdrawal of the United States from international organizations, conventions, and treaties that are contrary to the interests of the U.S. Back home, after a prolonged dry spell, the western disturbance has triggered a widespread rainfall and heavy snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, and Uttarakhand. According to the India Meteorological Department, IMD, an intense system is currently influencing the western Himalayan region and adjoining areas. The plains of northwest India, including Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, and the National Capital Region, NCR, also received light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning. In Himachal Pradesh, heavy snowfall in the higher and mid-hill regions of Himachal Pradesh and intermittent rainfall in the plains are continuing. Most roads are closed for traffic, while power supply and telecommunication services have also been affected. We have a report.
After a long wait, the first major snowfall and rain of the season in Himachal Pradesh have brought cheer to local residents, farmers, orchardists, and people associated with the tourism industry. However, in many parts of the state, people are facing difficulties due to disrupted road connectivity as well as interrupted power supply and telecommunication services. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, 3 national highways and 453 connectivity roads are closed to traffic. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued an orange alert for the next 6 hours, warning of several spells of moderate to heavy snowfall and possibility of snowstorms. The administration has advised local residents and tourists to avoid unnecessary travel. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the latest western disturbance brought much relief in Kashmir region, with the first major snowfall across the region ending ongoing dry spell. Officials said the traffic movement on the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44 was completely suspended in both directions. Several other key routes across Jammu and Kashmir were also closed due to fresh snow accumulation. The Met Department has also forecast widespread rain and snowfall across Jammu and Kashmir over the next few days. A full dress rehearsal of the Republic Day parade took place on Kartavya Path in the national capital today. The rehearsal showcased India's rich heritage, military prowess, and cultural diversity at Kartavya Path. As the nation gears up for the big day, the rehearsal offered a captivating preview of the celebrations to come. Different marching contingents of the armed forces and tabloo from different states presented glimpses of diverse strengths and cultural inclusiveness. In badminton, top Indian shuttlers P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will compete in the quarterfinals of the Indonesian Masters in Jakarta today. In women's singles, P.V. Sindhu will take on China's Chen Yufei, while in men's singles, Lakshya Sen will be up against Panit Chapon Thirat Ratsukul of Thailand. In cricket, India will face New Zealand in the second match of the 5-match T20 International Series at the Shahid Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur today. The match will start at 7 p.m. Led by captain Suryakumar Yadav, India currently leads the series 1-0 after a strong 48-run win in the opening match. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says NDA government making significant investments in connectivity, science, innovation and healthcare, launches several developmental projects and flags off new train services in Kerala. India to launch its own mobile brands in the next 18 months, says Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. India-EU agree to advance cooperation in environment-friendly transportation and green aviation at Davos. Russia, Ukraine and the US to hold trilateral talks in Abu Dhabi to end war in Ukraine. Western disturbance ends prolonged dry spell across North India, brings rain and snowfall in parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. And Indian shuttlers P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen to compete in quarterfinals of the Indonesian Masters in Jakarta. And with that, we end the Midday News.